On Sunday night, Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee will receive the Screen Actors Guild Life Achievement Award for their accomplishments as performers and civil rights advocates. The couple met in 1946 while performing on Broadway and married 2 years later. They've had roles in hundreds of plays, television programs, and movies, including A Raisin in the Sun, Roots, The Next Generation, and Do the Right Thing. Davis is featured in this year's PBS documentary Jazz, and Dee portrayed one of the Delaney sisters in the 1999 TV production of Having Our Say. They attribute their staying power in show business to their longtime supporters.
When we were early married, we found out that Broadway and Hollywood had sort of missed the opportunity to reach out and make us stars immediately. As a matter of fact, there was an audience to whom we could appeal as performers. Our own people gathered in churches and schools and various other places, and though they wouldn't make us rich, they wouldn't let us starve. So when the times of trials and tribulations came and the job market dried up, or, you know, when the McCarthyites slammed the door, or people who were frightened by our association with Malcolm X said we'd gone too far, we always knew that there was a place where we could perform and get enough money to pay the rent, you know, and buy the food.
Mm. I mean, long before Malcolm, it was like going back to Paul Robeson and and all those left-wing socialist dash communist kind of people who made a lot of sense.
Your activism was not just in the streets. I mean, you put it in the form of what you chose to do. Other actors went from role to role. You folks had projects.
That is true.
In what you invested your time and your money and your effort.
Racism makes you make choices, for example. Are you going to fight against racism or spend your whole life that way? Or are you going to pursue those things that you can do, that you admire? So that's how we got into projects, stimulated by people who believed that people should be much more responsible for the images by which the species is governed, participating in those ways, preceding, maybe inspiring people like Spike Lee.
Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee appeared as husband and wife in Spike Lee's 1991 movie Jungle Fever.
Lucinda, what is he doing in our home?
But he is your son, our son, our first child, Gator, and I'm fixing him something neat.
He is not allowed in our home.
But this is his home, too.
How much money did he ask you for?
No.
Gator did no such thing. Now, why don't you go in there and listen to Mahalia while I get him something to eat? Now, go on back inside. Go on.
And what was it like working with Spike Lee?
Extraordinary.
Spike is our beloved porcupine. You know, you hug him but not too close because he'll stick you when you least expect it. But he does such a marvelous job. He has not hesitated to take all the resources of this industry and this art and whatever it is we call Hollywood and television and use it to make a statement.
And that he is truly concerned, you know, about the human condition. And this is evident in the things he chooses to do and in those people that he admires and puts on the screen for us all to see.
Can I bring up an earlier milestone? 1959, Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun. First play by a black woman to reach Broadway. You were both in that, weren't you?
I was subsequently in it, but it started out with Ruby and Sidney Poitier. It was indeed a landmark.
Yes.
A sort of delicious bombshell.
Yes.
On the Broadway scene.
Yes.
And we have to give a lot of credit to Phil Rose.
Yes.
You know, the producer, who, though he was white and all that, he saw something there, and he hired not only producing this black playwright, but then he hired a black director, Lloyd Richards, to stage this thing. You know, the more I think about it, the more credit you have to give to Phil Rose. For his bravery.
And also us, you know, racism, we forget that it's not absolute. Yeah. There's so many people. I think about Joe Papp. I think of many women we've known in terms of being agents and steering us in the right direction. And even today, so people of all races have been in the struggle for the love, you know, for the love part of life. Mm-hmm.
Did Ozzy have to teach you how to play Southern?
Oh, no. I grew up in Harlem.
I just thought I'd try that.
I grew up in Harlem where people were from the South and the West Indies were very, that was prominent. The marvelous rainbow of colors that make up these United States, you know, found some spot in Harlem. Oh, no. But he did give me the opportunity to discover that I was a humorist. I thought I was a very serious, dramatic actress, you know, capable of tragedy and all that. Because I thought of myself as I grew older, because people told me, because I could do the classics and all those sorts of things. He taught me about satire, and I appreciate that.
But let's discuss the speech aspect of our relationship for one moment. Mm-hmm. Because I was always aware very keenly that in your speech, there was the quickness, the energy, the alacrity, you know, of the Northern way of expressing things, which was, in a sense, totally different from my way, which was lazy and easy, and you never got around to covering, you know, the distance between the verb and the noun sometimes. It was ages. You were not in a great hurry. Your speech, Ruby Dee's speech, could be Southern without taking all night. Mm-hmm. It was Southern speech, but Southern speech with a Northern pressure and a rhythm that made it all the more delightful. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot from you because I had to, you know, change my own speech patterns. My speech was full of Southernisms. But in listening to you, I learned how to approximate a more Middle American speech, you know, which is important for those non-Southern parts. They're rare, but once in a while they do come along. So I owe you a lot.
Yes, I told you all those years. I said, honestly, all you have to do is make your life much, much better. Listen to me. Listen to me. No, that's not true.
What does it mean to receive an award from the Screen Actors Guild?
It's a marvelous thing, particularly, I think, for the two of us, who sort of look with a skeptical eye on the whole awards process. However, the Screen Actors Guild award to us is meaningful primarily because the Screen Actors Guild is a union, and we are proud that it has said to us, well done.
Well, congratulations and thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Ruby Dee and Ossie Davis will receive the Screen Actors Guild Life Achievement Award on Sunday night. The ceremony will be broadcast on Turner Network Television.